whatever Global Mapper has done in the background has greatly improved the processing speed on the computers, because we're down from a couple of hours, I think on the average now, half hour, 45 minutes.
GIS software can help humans answer important questions and solve spatial problems across industries. Welcome back to the GeoTalks podcast. All right, welcome to GeoTalks. I'm Meg Scribner, and I'm joined by my co-host today.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mariah Hyduk.
Hi, Mariah. How's your day going so far?
My day's going pretty well. How's yours, Meg?
Going well so far. So I'm excited to get into our topic for today's episode, which is from the GeoTalks 2025 User Conference. We were joined by two officers from the Windham, Maine Police Department who are part of their forensic mapping team, and they were joining us to discuss how they use Global Mapper to analyze drone-collected data from crash and crime scenes.
For those who might not be aware, Global Mapper is an all-in-one GIS software. Amongst various capabilities, it can be used to process drone-collected data, which is an asset for emergency response and forensic mapping.
Yeah, it'll be really cool to dive into the photogrammetry tools, including pixels to points, that they use to survey vehicle crash sites at various places in Windham, Maine. So I'm excited to get into it.
Yeah, me too.
Detective Gallant and Captain Burke shared their insights and answered remaining attendee questions from the event, which we'll be sharing in this episode.
The first attendee question that was asked of the Windham Police Department was, have you used the Global Mapper software to present reports in a courtroom?
The officers said that they testified multiple times, both for forensic mapping and crash site reconstructions, where they used Global Mapper basically to produce an orthomosaic of the crash scene.
And what does orthomosaic mean?
An orthomosaic is essentially when multiple aerial photos are overlapped in a way that creates a better representation of the geographic area, which is one of the big advantages of using Global Mapper, because users can see an actual representation of the scene, not just a drawing created from a basic survey. So it gives the users a lot more flexibility with how they choose to interpret and present their data. To bring it back to your original question, they used these orthomosaics to present information to a courtroom. So yeah, it's kind of an interesting use of this technology.
Yeah.
All right. So the next question that we have is, does the Windham, Maine Police Department keep a record of the data for future analysis?
Absolutely. The Windham Police Department does keep all of their data, even in non-prosecution cases, but whether it's a prosecution case or not, evidence can be required several years after the incident. So it's really important to keep any of the related data that they collect as accessible as possible. So absolutely.
That makes a lot of sense.
Moving right along, our next question is, how long does it take to process the images?
Yeah, so the Windham Police were super excited about recent improvements made to Global Mapper because it's basically condensed their processing time for drone-collected imagery. I've got a clip right here.
So when we were using the total station, it would take us anywhere between an hour and 3 hours to collect the data needed for the crash, and then it was another several hours to draw the image on the software. But now with the UAV, we are down to about 20 minutes collecting the data on scene. And whatever Global Mapper has done in the background has greatly improved the processing speed on the computers, because we're down from a couple of hours of processing time. I think on the average now, half hour, 45 minutes. It's really reduced our not only computer time, but on scene time.
So the fact that it's able to get their workflow down to a much shorter period of processing is great news and kind of makes it simple to process these images in Global Mapper. So our next question is about tree cover and drone data collection. So someone is wondering, what do you do if there's heavy tree cover at a crash site or crime scene?
That is a really great question, and especially for anyone who has been to Maine before, and you know in certain rural parts of Maine, there's a lot of trees. So this was a really great question to ask. So the Wyndham Police Department do have smaller drones that can make it easier to fly around the trees and other natural obstacles. They have experimented with flying very low to the ground, like 10 to 15 feet, and taking more pictures to ensure the proper overlap. And they've had a lot of good luck producing accurate orthomosaics from those flights.
That's great. It sounds like they're getting a lot of valuable information from that kind of flying.
Absolutely. And being able to adjust to whatever kind of topical obstacles that there are at each crash scene is important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Being police officers, are they able to get around the need for FAA flight airspace requirements?
Yeah, that's a great question. So one of the most important things to consider in drone mapping and drone flying is safety. So there are federal aviation safety guidelines in place, definitely here in the U.S., specifically managed by the Federal Aviation Administration. And all of the Wyndham Police drones fall under FAA registration requirements. However, they sometimes employ the use of jurisdictional COAs, which they mention. And basically, jurisdictional COAs are certificates of waiver or authorization that enable the officers to respond to unique situations where height or airspace might be slightly outside of the scope of the FAA.
Right. And yeah, so I guess for emergency response, it's important to be able to have that response in a timely manner and not have to get the approval that other commercial flights might need.
So we had an attendee who was wondering about the department's use of drone technology specifically. So they were wondering if the Wyndham Police use drones with infrared to support helicopter operations.
Yeah, so three of the drones that the Wyndham Police Department use have thermal imaging technology. And where this technology comes into play is while looking for lost people or tracking suspects. In terms of post-processing, Global Mapper has aided in the uncovering of evidence that otherwise would have been missed.
Yeah, specifically they mentioned in the crash scenes, sometimes they find marks on the roadway in the processed data that are essential to analyzing the crash that they weren't able to find when they were on scene.
Yes, happens all the time, particularly with crash scenes, because a lot of the times the marks that we're looking for on the roadway that kind of tell the story of the whole crash many times aren't visible until you actually get the top down view and are able to kind of follow the marks through the arc of the crash. And so yes, that happens quite a bit.
Yeah, so Mariah, thank you so much for joining me to touch base about some of these remaining questions that attendees had from the GeoTalk session from the Wyndham Police Department. If anybody wants to check out that session, it is available on our YouTube channel, and it's called Using Global Mapper Pro for Crime and Crash Scene Reconstruction.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Meg. I had a blast. And stay tuned for the next few episodes where we'll chat more about the GeoTalk sessions and follow up with those questions as well.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
We'd like to thank Detective Eugene Gallant and Captain Jason Burke for joining us at our annual user conference and for answering more questions from our users. There's more information in the description for anyone looking to connect with the officers. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, share it with your friends and peers. We'll see you next episode for more geospatial insights.